Your workout today is four rounds of in 4 minutes from minute zero to one. We do max pull-ups. From minute one to three, we do max calves on the ski. And from minute three to four, we do max toes to barbell. And we go every 8 minutes. There are RX plus options today where we do chest to bars instead of pull-ups and toes to bar instead of toes to barbell. There's an interesting little structure for a workout, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm
like
looking
an in 4 minute window. But rather than just accumulate work, it's like you do work here, work there, and then work here four times.
Yeah, when you think it through, that every go every 8 minutes changes everything because it just means that you have to work so hard in the 4 minutes.
So hard.
It's going to get so tough.
This is going to get really hard, yeah. It's very mean. It says max for each of the things. Whenever we use the word max in programming, it has slightly different connotations depending on the spin we put on it. Because sometimes it's like, you go to absolute failure, fall off, do whatever you need to do. And then other times it's like max within the context of the whole workout.
Yeah.
Which one is this?
I think it's the second one.
The second one. Cool.
Yeah, thankfully.
Yeah, that always makes me nervous whenever it comes to pull-up day. It's like, how close to max are we getting here?
But I do think it's worse in this context because if you went one max set of pull-ups, you'd be like,
you're kind of
done.
I'm going to do one the next time. Yeah, one rep. Yeah.
So you have to maximize your 60 seconds here. Like, so
four
small
times,
chunks,
yeah.
Loads of times, like lots of reps. And as soon as you're done, then like it's only 2 minutes ski. And then you're lying on the ground for the last piece.
Yeah, very literally, yeah.
So you got to go for it on the ski. That is kind of like a full sand 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then when you're done, when you're gassed, you got to go and work your midline, which is really tough.
So let's talk about the pull-ups. So is this like a, what's the phrase you always use that I love? Bunches and punches? Like do a small set, shake it off, do a small set, shake it off, do a small set, and just keep getting on the pull-up bar? Or are you better trying to do like, I don't know, 30 seconds worth of pull-ups, taking a 10-second break, doing another, what's the way to go here?
Yeah, I think, punches and bunches is the way to go, I think. But for some people, they might be able to do two giant sets.
Yeah.
If you've got massive capacity. But for most people, I think do a little less than your, like a smaller set than your max set, and then get back on and do it again, and back on and do it again is the way to maximize the work. And the more reps you get done, the fitter, the stronger you get. So just maximize the minute.
And then for the toes to barbell, we've done these once before, once or twice.
For sure.
Yeah, we've done them. What are we working on here? Why? How do we do them? What's the way to get the most out of this? Tell me all about them.
When you think about it, it's just a toes to bar, but we're more horizontal, vertical, and that just makes it a little bit more manageable in terms of the load. So therefore, we can do more reps. So we're lying on our back, bars in bench press position, basically, and we have to lift our legs, your toes up to the bar.
Yeah.
So we're working on hip flexion with a long lever leg. We're working all that midline flexion, spinal flexion. So all the muscles, basically, from your chest down to your knees, are being worked, but you're doing it while you're breathing hard. So you gotta really just force yourself to get on the ground, get the barbell in position, and get moving and try and stay there for the whole minute. This is gonna get very muscular. That's what you want.
That's the point, yeah. And then you kind of mentioned it earlier. The ski is just like full sendies. Go awful hard at it, like close to it. Yeah.
Big power. So you know the shoulders working very similar way in the ski to the pull up.
Yeah.
The shoulder closes every time. And then the hip is working very similar way to the toes to bar. So we're working midline and pulling muscles for all three movements. In the middle is where we get to work like less local fatigue, but those muscles have to be powerful, they have to stay powerful, driving the heart rate up. So I would say powerful ski strokes while also staying pretty high in the stroke rate. Like, go for it.
Here, just looking at this then, how many reps do you think people will get in each section or all together? Because we're accumulated reps today, isn't it?
Yeah, you're adding reps together. And I do think it's worth playing the numbers game today.
Oh.
Like, every now and again, the
you
score.
Okay?
Yeah, the numbers game lines up with our
it
stimulus.
It does today, yeah.
So the bigger the number is probably your fitness score for the day. So chase it down. Yeah, I was actually looking at this earlier, thinking, like, how many reps? I think something like... Can someone do 70, I was thinking?
70 a round.
70 reps in a round would be amazing. And if we did that over four rounds, 280.
Yeah.
So I wonder, will anyone get over 70?
Or will anyone get over 300 total? There's a score, isn't it?
Oh, that'd be whopper. That would be 75.
Yeah.
That would be huge. Four times. I think so that's...
You're talking, what, 20 pull-ups?
20 pull-ups, maybe 35 cal ski, 20 toes to fuck. That's a lot.
Well, yeah. Challenge has been set now, hasn't it?
Yeah, go. Someone go and prove us wrong.